Good evening, children. Wrong gig, mate. That's in December. And sacrilege to interrupt Jane's Addiction now. I apologise to all you Jane's Addiction fans. Right, can we make my guitar work? It would be good, right? I don't have roadies, I can't afford them anymore. Feel really sorry for me. There it is. Alright, usually I start this thing by saying I'm going to do a bunch of new songs and then a couple of things you might know, and then I'll let you bully me into doing things that you definitely know. But I had a change of heart yesterday, and I'm just going to do loads of stuff that you don't know. Right? And this will be a dignified acoustic performance, right? No bullshit. I'll keep the swearing to a minimum, and you just keep looking my way and telling me that I'm great, and we'll get on fine. I can say this to you, cause you seem so kind and understanding. I consider this to you, cause you seem sort of scant but undemanding. I can drag out the line just to buy me some time on that out. And you could try to decide if I'm wasting your time and get out. Some quality pills and check out. Yeah, I could go for the thrills, put myself in the mill and check out. Or I could fathom my nest, lay down for the rest and miss out. Get beat on my chest and compete with the best and without. We'll be right back. It's about 5 years ago, although it feels like I've been telling this story for about a year, so it's gonna be about 6 years ago now. I fucked off from London because my band had split up and I didn't like working at MTV, blah, 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 blah. And I got sick of standing at this bar every Monday night at Bubblicious with my drunken friends and decided it was time to change venue. So I fucked off up to Shropshire and I've been up there for like 3 years. Solid, we're doing a bit of writing. I'll finish the story or I'll just play the song. I'm gonna finish the story, I've already decided. So I go off up to Shropshire and after about 6 months of being there, the phone stops ringing and I suddenly realise unless you're networking while you're living in London, you don't exist. And last summer I thought I should go back down to London and see if all those bridges that I thought that I'd possibly burned were well and truly incinerated. So I came back down and hooked up with a few people that I hadn't seen for a while. And they let me have my false sense of security for a couple of months before royally fucking me in the arse again. Which sent me hightailing it back to Shropshire in about November. And I got home to my kitchen table with my tail between my legs and I wrote this. It's called Smoked.